You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Next up, we've got a piece coming from James.
The Wire.
I don't know, and frankly, the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire.
So, last Wednesday, the coalition government announced spending on infrastructure, putting $8 billion towards roading, public transport, schools and hospitals. Now, 78% of this has gone towards road projects, such as road widening in State Highway 1 between Whangarei and Port Marsden, the Mill Road project and the Tauranga North Link. With only $2.4 billion left for public transport, schools and hospitals, among other infrastructure, groups such as Generation Zero are disappointed at the step back from the Zero Carbon Act, which was brought into law last year, with transport currently contributing 40% of our carbon emissions each year. That being said, pressure has been taken off local councils, especially Auckland Council, with projects such as walking and bike paths under the Harbour Bridge now being funded. I talked to Coco Lovart, a member of School Strikes for Climate New Zealand, about how they've looked at this announcement and what they'd like to see in the future.
Firstly, what is the School Strikes for Climate's current stance on the latest announcement?
Yeah, so with the new infrastructure bill, there's definitely been some good wins. You know, new rail infrastructure, decarbonising schools and hospitals. But in comparison to the rest of the bill, you know, $5 billion being spent on building motorways, it's hugely disappointing because with new motorways comes car dependency and it's the last thing that New Zealand needs.
So if you could make any changes to how the spending was split, what would you change and why?
So currently the announcement is 80% spent on roads and the other 20% is spent on decarbonising schools and rail infrastructure. But if it was down to school strike or the 3.5% of the population that striked in September, I could easily say that we would switch it round and have 20% on roads and 80% on rail, cycleways, public transport, etc.
So how do you think spending $5 billion on roads impacts New Zealand's progress within areas such as the Zero Carbon Bill and the Paris Agreement?
It's working completely backwards from the Zero Carbon Act and from the Paris Agreement because, like I said earlier, new motorways equals more car dependency, and with car dependency comes more carbon emissions. And there's a statistic that says between 2016 and 17, our annual emissions increased by 2.2% due to road transport. So by building new motorways, we're increasing that percentage, which is completely backwards to the Zero Carbon Act.
What message does this send to voters about how the current government is tackling climate change?
They're taking it slow, which is completely not the way to go. It tells New Zealand that Labour is slow.
Yeah, I was going to say, because the thing is, so obviously $5 billion is a lot on roads, but they've sort of put it in such a way of saying, like, look, we're still doing something because National were originally going to put $10 billion towards road infrastructure. Do you think this could be seen as a progress and spending less on roads, even though it's still $5 billion?
I think that it just shows that Labour is either unwilling or unable to make huge transformations in the way that New Zealand works around transport, which is disappointing because, you know, when the 2018 IPCC report came out and said that we had 10 years. Now we're down to 6. You know, we don't have time to be, you know, mucking around with what we're doing. We need radical action.
You talk about the spending split and flipping it, but what would this mean for rural areas where roads are essential for getting around and moving materials?
I think that providing more public transport to larger cities would be hugely beneficial to New Zealand's carbon footprint because a lot of our road transport in the city, it could be swapped out for public transport. But in regards to regions, I'm not quite sure how they would be able to do that, but I would definitely say that the government, you know, incentivizing more electric cars, making them cheaper, and adding carbon taxes to make fuel more expensive so it's an easy transition into electric cars.
Do you think funding schools to move away from coal heating will affect the education sector mindset on how schools contribute to the climate emergency? And if so, what change could it create?
Schools are where the people who are most passionate about climate action are. And so I think that a lot of schools are already quite forward thinking in the way of climate action. But in regards to the education sector, I'm not sure that this small investment that the government's put into decarbonising is going to change much. But I do pat the education sector on the back for their new curriculum that they've introduced about teaching climate change within schools.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.